And now let's continue with chapter 2 of Miklos Nieslis, Auschwitz, a doctor's eyewitness account, camp office. Inside, several people with deep, intelligent eyes and refined faces, wearing the uniform of prisoners, sat working at their desks. They immediately rose and came to attention. Dr. Mengele crossed to one of them, a man of about 50, whose head was shaved clean. Since I was standing a few steps behind the Obersturmführer, it was impossible for me to hear what they were saying. Dr. Sentkeller, a prisoner, and, as I later learned, the F-camp doctor, nodded his head in assent. At his request, I approached another prisoner's desk. The clerk rummaged for some file cards, then asked me a number of questions about myself. Recorded the answers both on the card and in a large book, and handed the card to an SS guard. Then we left the room. As I passed in front of Dr. Mengele, I bowed slightly. Observing this, Dr. Sentkeller could not refrain from raising his voice and remarking, ironically, rather than with intended malice, that such civilities were not the custom here, and that one would do well not to play the man of the world in the Katzet. A guard took me to another barracks, on the entrance to which was written baths and disinfection, where I and my card were turned over to still another guard. A prisoner approached me and took my medical bag, then searched me and told me to undress. A barber came over and shaved first my head, then the rest of my body, and sent me to the showers. They rubbed my head with a solution of calcium chloride, which burnt my eyes so badly that for several minutes I could not open them again. In another room, my clothes were exchanged for a heavy, almost new jacket and a pair of striped trousers. They gave me back my shoes after having dipped them in a tank containing the same solution of calcium chloride. I tried on my new clothes and found they fitted me quite well. I wondered what poor wretch had worn them before me. Before I could reflect any further, however, another prisoner pulled up my left sleeve and, checking the number on my card, began skillfully to make a series of little tattoo marks on my arm, using an instrument filled with a blue ink. A number of small bluish spots appeared almost immediately. "Your arm will swell a little," he reassured me, "but in a week that will disappear and the number will stand out quite clearly." So I, Dr. Miklos Nieslis, had ceased to exist. Henceforth, I would be merely Katzet prisoner number A8450. Suddenly, I recalled another scene. 15 years before, the rector of the medical school of Friedrich Wilhelm University in Breslau shook my hand and wished me a brilliant future as he handed me my diploma with the congratulations of the jury.